We're diving into the world of telco networks today, specifically a game changer from VMware. Imagine the worst home Wi-Fi meltdown you've ever experienced. Frustrating, right? Now multiply that by a million users. That's the scale service providers grapple with daily, except their network isn't a single router. It's a sprawling system of towers, cables, data centers, the works.
It's a delicate balancing act, keeping everything running smoothly across such a massive infrastructure.
And that's where this VMware upgrade comes in. They just dropped version 2.4 of their Telco Cloud Service Assurance Platform on September 10th. And trust me, this isn't your average software update.
It's more like they gave service providers X-ray vision for their entire network.
We're breaking it all down based on Nikhil Kulkarni's September 16th blog post on the VMware Telco Cloud blog. So what's the big deal about seeing your network this clearly?
Well, traditionally, service providers have struggled to get a unified view of their infrastructure. They're dealing with different technologies, different vendors, different monitoring tools. It's a patchwork.
And when something goes wrong, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Exactly. This lack of visibility slows down troubleshooting, increases downtime, and ultimately impacts the customer experience.
Which is the last thing any service provider wants. This upgrade tackles that head on right.
Absolutely. One of the key enhancements is the integration of SD-WAN, specifically VMware VeloCloud, into the platform.
Ah, SD-WAN. Not exactly a term you hear at the dinner table. For those unfamiliar, could you give us a quick breakdown of what that is and why this integration matters?
In a nutshell, SD-WAN lets companies manage their wide area network. Think connecting multiple offices or branches in a smarter, more flexible way. And because so many businesses rely on SD-WAN, it was crucial for VMware to integrate it into their Telco Cloud Service Assurance Platform. Now, instead of being stuck in its own silo, SD-WAN becomes part of that unified view we were talking about.
No more toggling between systems. It all comes together in one place. I can already see the IT departments breathing a sigh of relief.
I'm sure they are. And it's not just about convenience. This integration allows service providers to offer more comprehensive and fine-tuned management of their customers' SD-WAN connections, leading to better performance and ultimately happier customers.
Speaking of happier customers, this upgrade has another trick up its sleeve, multi-tenancy support. Now, I know that might sound like jargon, but it's actually a big deal for service providers. What it means is that they can now carve up their network view, giving different departments or even different client companies their own secure access to the platform, each with a customized dashboard.
Precisely. And this is huge because it allows for greater flexibility and scalability. A large telecommunications company, for example, could have one dashboard dedicated to their mobile network, another for their fixed line services, and even give their enterprise customers a tailored view of their specific network slice.
So we're talking increased efficiency, more targeted troubleshooting, and the ability to offer more personalized services. That's a win-win for everyone involved.
Exactly. And it speaks to the underlying theme of this upgrade, which is all about giving service providers the tools they need to deliver a superior customer experience.
But it's not just about fancy dashboards and streamlined workflows. This upgrade also brings some serious intelligence to the table. And for that, I think we need to talk about the enhancements they've made to alerting and insights. And when we talk about intelligence, one of the biggest pain points this upgrade tackles is alert overload.
Ah, yes, the bane of every network operator's existence, drowning in a sea of alerts, most of which are irrelevant. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack made of needles.
You're telling me. And just like that, productivity takes a nosedive. But with the enhancements in version 2.4, we're not just talking about fewer alerts, we're talking about smarter alerts.
Exactly. It's about separating the signal from the noise. Now, instead of getting pinged every time a server's CPU hits 60%, you can set up highly specific, multi-conditional alerts.
So give me an example. Walk me through a real-world scenario where this would be a lifesaver.
Okay, let's say you're monitoring network traffic for a live sporting event. Massive amounts of data flying back and forth. Instead of getting a generic alert that bandwidth usage is high, which you already know, you can set an alert that triggers only if bandwidth spikes above a certain threshold while simultaneously experiencing packet loss above a defined limit. That combination is a much stronger indicator of a real issue that needs immediate attention.
So you're not just reacting to symptoms, you're proactively identifying potential problems before they impact the viewers at home frantically refreshing their screens.
Precisely. And this level of granular control over alerts extends to reporting as well.
Which, let's be honest, reports haven't always been the most thrilling part of network management.
You're not wrong. But VMware has made significant improvements in this area too. Version 2.4 offers more flexibility in report generation, with options to schedule reports in advance, export them as PDFs, and even trigger alerts directly from within a Grafana dashboard.
Now that's what I call closing the loop. It's not just about gathering data, it's about turning that data into actionable insights. But beyond all the bells and whistles of visibility and insights, they've also made some under-the-hood improvements in terms of platform operability.
Absolutely. And this is crucial because even the most powerful platform is useless if it's too complex to manage.
Okay, so operability, for those of us who don't speak fluent tech, what are we talking about here?
Think of it as the nuts and bolts that make the platform itself run smoothly. One of the key enhancements is the introduction of OAuth 2.0 support for authentication.
So instead of juggling yet another username and password, you could potentially log in with your existing Google or Microsoft account.
Exactly. It's all about simplifying the user experience, especially for large organizations with numerous users. And speaking of simplifying things, they've also integrated key features from their older VMware Smart Assurance product, ensuring a smooth transition for existing customers.
No one likes being forced to relearn everything from scratch.
Exactly. Continuity is key, and they've done a good job of bringing those familiar features into the new platform. And finally, they've made significant improvements to the process of upgrading remote components, making it much easier and less disruptive.
Which, in the world of always-on connectivity, is a very good thing. No one wants to be the one responsible for taking down the internet because of a software update. So we've got improved visibility, smarter alerts, streamlined workflows, and a more user-friendly platform overall. But the question remains, how does all this translate into real-world benefits both for service providers and ultimately their customers? This is where the rubber meets the road, right? We've talked about the features, but what's the real impact?
At the end of the day, it boils down to two things: improving the bottom line for service providers and delivering a seamless, always-on experience for their customers.
And those two things are intrinsically linked. Happier customers, less churn, stronger brand loyalty, it all adds up.
Absolutely. With this level of visibility and control, service providers can proactively address issues before they become major problems, minimizing downtime and ensuring optimal network performance. Think about it. No more frantic calls to customer support because the internet's down.
Instead of playing whack-a-mole with network problems, they're now playing chess, strategizing, optimizing, and staying one step ahead.
Exactly. It frees up valuable time and resources for IT teams to focus on innovation and delivering even better services rather than constantly putting out fires.
It's a win-win for everyone. Now, while this blog post focuses on the immediate impact of version 2.4, I'm curious about the bigger picture. What does this upgrade tell us about the future of network management?
That's a great question. I think we're seeing a clear trend toward more proactive and automated network management driven by artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Moving away from that break-fix mentality and embracing a more predictive and proactive approach.
Precisely. It's about anticipating problems before they occur. And this upgrade from VMware is a prime example of that shift in action. As networks continue to grow in complexity, driven by the demands of 5G IoT and who knows what's next, this kind of intelligent automation will become absolutely essential.
So it's not just about keeping the lights on anymore. It's about creating a network that can adapt, learn, and essentially run itself.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens. When service providers can deliver that truly seamless, always-on experience that customers have come to expect.
Well, there you have it. A deep dive into the world of telco cloud service assurance, and let's be honest, a glimpse into the future of connectivity itself. It's amazing to think that behind every video call, every online game, every data-hungry app, there's a sophisticated network working tirelessly to make it all happen seamlessly. And thanks to innovations like this VMware upgrade, the future of that network is looking brighter and faster than ever. So until next time, keep those connections strong, and remember, the future of tech is all about making the complex seem invisible.